You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Cameron. And good morning, Maddie. I'm so glad to see all of you this morning. I hope that you had a good week. Do you guys see anything different in the sanctuary this Sunday? Sawyer? It's all purple. Well, it's all purple because on Wednesday, we started a new season in the church called Lent. So I've got my purple stole on. We've got the purple banner, the purple paraments. There's even some purple flowers back there, isn't there? What? Even my mask is purple, yes. Thank you, Tony, for getting me liturgical colored masks. So Lent is a 40-day season, although Sundays are not included in those 40 days, but Lent is a 40-day season where we get our hearts and our minds and our bodies ready to celebrate Easter. It's kind of like how we have Advent before Christmas to prepare us and prepare ourselves for Jesus coming at Christmas. Lent prepares us for Jesus' resurrection at Easter. And so in just a minute, when you guys go to Children's Church, we're going to read a Bible story where Jesus goes into a wilderness for 40 days. That's where we get the 40 days for Lent from. But before he goes into the wilderness, Jesus is baptized. And the story says that when he came up out of the water, God's voice said to him, "You are my beloved. In you I am well pleased." Beloved is one of those churchy words that we use it at church, but we don't use it a lot everywhere else. Do any of you know what beloved means? Beloved? It means that you're really, really loved. So you are beloved by mom and dad and Nana and Papa. And you all are beloved by your families. But you are beloved by God. And baptism reminds us of that. And that's why we have our baptismal font right at the front of the sanctuary. So every time you come in, you can see that and you can remember that God loves you, that you are beloved. And sometimes when people come forward for communion, you know what they do? They dip their finger in the water. And they make the sign of the cross on their forehead, just like at baptism, to remember their baptism, to remember that they're God's beloved. And you can do this anytime with water. When I wash my face, I take one splash and I say, "I'm baptized in the name of the Father," and another splash, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. I am God's beloved daughter. I do that when I wash my hands, when I wash my dishes. Anytime you have water, you can remind yourself of your baptism and that you are God's beloved. So before you all go to Children's Church, let's come and dip our finger in the font and make the sign of the cross on your forehead. And we're going to say, "I am God's beloved." Should we do that? Sawyer, do you want to come dip your finger in the font? Or Brantley, you want to come dip your finger in the font and make the sign of the cross? Okay, everybody dip your finger. Dip, 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 dip. You want to dip it in there, Maddie? Dip your finger in there and make a cross on your forehead, top to bottom, side to side, and say, repeat after me, "I am God's beloved." You are God's beloved. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other, and thank you for our church. This morning we remember our baptism. Remind us always that we are your beloved, that you love us so much. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church with Anna.